So last week you began this sugya on the top of Lamed Vav Amud Alef. The sugya, which officially is Sach Ben Tfila L'Tfila, but someone who, that's the way the Gemara opens, a fellow who's talking in between the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh. What really emerges is a discussion of how many brachas do you make on tefillin. Because the Gemara already raises it. The Gemara says, Rav Chil, and the way you have, the Gemara raises a steer between Rav Chista and Rav Yechanan. Rav Chista says that a Jew speaks between Shalya and Shalosh, so then he has to go back and say another bracha. And the implication being that if he did the right thing and did not speak, he wasn't mafsik, he wasn't sach ben tefila l'tefila, he would not have to make another bracha. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan, Rechia quotes the name Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a bracha for Shalya, there's a bracha for Shalosh. Shalya is l'niach tefillin, Shalosh is al mitzvah tefillin. Sounds standard. It doesn't sound like it's unique to this extraordinary situation of sach ben tefila l'tefila. It sounds like you always make a second bracha. The Abai and Rav, Darmit Ravayu, they gave a mysterious answer that, well, if it's low sach, you say one bracha, if it's sach, you say two brachas. So what does that mean? If the low sach, you say one bracha, if sach, you say two. So the Machlokas Rashi and Tosa how to understand this. Last time we spent time on Rashi, and let's briefly review where we were with Rashi. Then we're going to see the counterpoint of Tosis and try to make sense of the larger sugya. So Rashi had said, and here it is, again, Menachas Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Lo Sach in Mevarach El Shayad Bilvat. You didn't speak, the Gemara says you say one, that was a Bai Rav's Teres, that means you only say Brach, the one is the one in the Shayad, the L'Haniach Tfil in the Shayad. Well, Sach Mevarach Shtayim, if you spoke, then you do say two, and that's Kiddush Sholach Rav Chiya. That's Rav Chiya. In other words, Rav Chiya Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, the second member in the Gemara, that's limited to a scenario. It's limited to a scenario of Sach. In other words, Rashi says, we have two members. The first one says, Sach, you say another bracha. Lo Sach, you don't make another bracha. Okay. And that defines Rabbi Yochanan. That defines the second member. The second member is a subset of the first one. That when the second member says that you make al mitzvah tefillin and shalosh, that's when sach. If you spoke, so then you have to make another bracha, and that bracha is al mitzvahs tefillin. But lo sach, you only make one bracha. And that's that halacha lamasa that appears in Shulchan Aruch as the Sephardic position. Because it's not only the approach of Rashi, it's the approach of the Rambam as well. Now this is, though, is strange. As Rashi Rambam are saying, that normally you only make one bracha, normally you only make a lehaniach tefillin. The entire Amitzah's tefillin is an extraordinary, unusual thing. So last time we spoke about several kashas on Rashi, Chief among them is really what Tosis raises. And Tosis and Menachas, we saw, just gives Rashi, and then they just state their own teretz. But Tosis, and we're going to get to that soon, what Rabbi Tam's approach is, but he doesn't explain what bothers him about Rashi. While in Brachos, here we have Brachos, Samacham, and Beis, in Brachos, Tosis actually explains a little bit of what the problem is. After quoting Dimaschel Asher, Samacham Beis, Tosus quotes Rashi, Pirush HaKundris, Ashtei Tefillin Ka'amar. It's talking about Sach Mevarach Shtayim, two brachas that you say when you spoke, that's on the two tefillin, one the Shayim, one the Shalosh. The Mevarach Bracha Achas Ashtayin. Normally make one bracha on both below Sach Bein Tayim. The Dochak Lomar, and here's his Kasha. It says Rashi is very Dochak. Hard to believe that the second bracha is only for the extraordinary case. Right? Why is it hard to believe? So we said two things. Number one, what Chazal Masakin, a whole Nusach HaBracha, only for this rare case of Sach. That's not what it sounds like. That's not what you would expect. You'd expect Chazal Masakin HaBracha for a normal case. And more of an always, the din strange. No, the din dachuk. No, the din difficult. But the Lashon is very difficult. Because Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi B'Shem Yochanan don't sound like they talk about one who came to Pshat, one who came to case of of a case of Sach. It sounds like this is the normal din. Sounds like this is standard. And as we saw in Brachas Dav Samach, it sounds that way even more because it appears, those two brachas appear in the whole, as part of the whole set of Birkas HaShachar. You go to sleep at night, you say Amapa. You wake up in the morning and say Elkai Neshama. You open your eyes, Pokechiv, and you get dressed, Malba Sharum, etc., etc., etc. You put in Shalyan, Laniach Tvilin. You put in Shalrosh, Amitzah Tvilin. This sounds standard. It sounds like every time you put in Shalrosh, you say Amitzah Tvilin. So say the din is difficult and the Lashon is difficult. The din is difficult. How you talking to Chazal Masakin Abracha just for one exceptional case. And the Nusach is difficult. It sounds like this is the standard bracha on the Shalrosh. So we ended last time to take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam, as we said, holds like Rashi. The Rambam adds, the Rambam's presentation was interesting because the Rambam, as we saw last time, the Rambam began, he begins by saying, the bracha on Shalrosh is on Mitzvah Tzvon. The bracha on Shalyad is on Neach Tzvon. However, it happens to be that typically you only make one bracha, because typically you put on both. So one bracha covers both. But if you only put on Shalrosh, you make Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And then he says, as well, in a case of Sach, you also have to say Al Mitzvah Tefillin on the Shalrosh. So the Rambam really relieves, the Rambam holds like Rashi LaHalacha. The way he structures it relieves both questions, relieves both tensions. Both the tension in terms of the content of the substance of the din, as well as the tension in terms of the language of Chazal. In terms of the substance of the din, Chazal really were masakin a bracha on Shalrosh. This is a bracha Shalrosh. It's not just for Sach. If you were putting a Shalrosh alone, this is what you would say. This is the more apropos bracha. And that's the truth as Rashi already addresses. That, as we saw, lehaniach sounds like you're beginning. Al-Mitzvah Tefillin sounds like you're completing. So fundamentally, the Shalrosh calls for Al-Mitzvah Tefillin. It happened to be, if you're doing two mitzvahs in a row, one bracha cover both, so that it would be at least bracha shein tzricha, if not worth, to say a bracha unnecessarily. So if you said laniach tefillin on the Shalyad, you're putting the Shalrosh right afterwards, so it's improper to say Al-Mitzvah Tefillin. But fundamentally, this is the bracha on the Shalrosh, Al-Mitzvah Tefillin. So if either you didn't make any laniach tefillin because you're not putting on a shalyad, or you're a mafzik, so then you go back to what's really the core din of saying a bracha on the Shalrosh, al mitzvah tefillin, the new bracha. And we understand the language of Chazal. But Rabbi Tam wasn't happy with this. And Rabbi Tam thought, yeah, question.
Right, so not a question, I just want to point something out.
Sure.
So when the Rambam says that the bracha of Al Shalrosh is Al Mitzvah Tefillin, he's not exactly working with the Lashon HaBrachos that you said in the name of Rashi, where Laniach means you start and then Al Mitzvah says when you're continuing, because he's talking about a case where the only Tefillin you're putting on is a Tefillin Shalrosh. So based on the conversation that we had about what Laniach means, you'd expect the Bracha of Laniach.
Very good.
But the Rambam says, no, the Bracha is on Mitzvah. So the Rambam solves one problem, Rabbi Natam, but he doesn't solve the other.
That's very sharp, Nathan. A very sharp kasha. Right, Nathan's pointing out that the Rashi had presented on Mitzvah from the Shalrosh because it's the completion of the Mitzvah, but the Rambam, who talks about Al Mitzvah Tefillin when you're only putting the Shalrosh, that's not the completion. That is the first step. Yeah, it is difficult. So you're right. Kashas remain. That question remains. Why were Chazal Masakin a different bracha? Once the Rambam tells us this is really the bracha fundamentally of Shalrosh, even if it's first, so why do you need a different Nusach HaBracha? And another question I think, Nathan, you had pointed out last time, that remains unanswered on Rashi, is the language of Rav Chisda was, if you speak, then chozer umavarach, go back and say a bracha. It sounds not muchrach, but it definitely sounds as though you're repeating the same thing again. Chozer sounds like a repetition. It sounds like say another lahaniach tefillin, not saying al mitzvah tefillin. So Rashi remains difficult, right? Right, using the invoking the Rambam, the way the Rambam structures these dinim, it helps somewhat, but cautious remain. And that perhaps is part of why Tom feels impelled to give an alternative. He says he's not happy with Rashi's pshat. He says no. Let's take a look at Tosfos right here. On Menachos Lamavav Amud Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Lo Sach Mevarach Achas Lishel Rosh. Rashi had said one or two. You didn't speak, you say one bracha. You spoke, your mafsin, you have to say two. Rashi had said it means one or two in total. Either you only say laniach tefillin that covers both, or you say hamitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh. A total of two brachas if you speak. And that's the Sephardic approach. Rabbeinu Tam says everyone on this call thinks is Ashkenazi. I can't speak for whoever's listening to the recording, but what Ashkenazim are used to is the approach of Rabbeinu Tam. That when Abai and Rava said one or two, they didn't mean one or two total. They were talking about on the Shal Rosh alone. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you didn't speak, you weren't mafzik, then all you need to do is say an Amitzah Tzol on the Shal Rosh. Just one bracha. Lo Sach, right, Rabbeinu Tam says in Tosas, you say one on the Shal Rosh, what do you say? Amitzah Tefillin. Shazuhi Bircha. So that is the standard bracha. As Rav Chiya quoted in Rav Yochanan. Sach Mevarach Shtayim. If you spoke, then you have to say two. Which two? Two on the Shal Rosh alone. Lihaniach and Al Mitzvahs. Both brachos get said on the Shal Rosh. What did Rabbeinu Tam just say? So let's take it step by step. The first level of machlokus between Rashi and Tam is just in terms of how you translate the words. Abai and Rava say, if you didn't speak, you say one bracha. If you spoke, you say two brachas. So Rashi said that means one bracha in total on both tefillin together versus two brachas in total. One recited before the Shaya, one recited before the Shalosh. But Tam says, no. When you say one and two, we're not talking about the total number of brachas he's saying on Hanachas Tefillin. We're talking about the number of brachas he says on the Shal Rosh. Normally, Lo Sach, you say one bracha on the Shal Rosh alone, which Al Mitzvah Tefillin. If Sach, then you have to say two brachas, one on the Shal Yad and one on the Shal Rosh. Excuse me. If you say two brachas on the Shal Rosh, Al Laniach Tefillin and Al Mitzvah Tefillin. So that's in terms of how you deal with the language. Rachok's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how to translate, how you interpret the language of the Gemara. And it should be noted that Rabbeinu Tam's approach, which again is what the Ramah quotes, that's the standard Ashkenazi approach, that on a normal day you say Laniach Tefillin Yishal Yad, and you say Amitz Tefillin Yishal Rosh, without being Sach. So that fits very well with the language of the Gemara earlier also. Let's work our way back. Not only does it fit with, say, Mevarach Achas, Mevarach Shtayim, but in terms of Reb Chiya, let's move to the middle of the Gemara, the second Memra, Reb Chiya named Reb Yochanan, Al Tfil Shal Yad Yisei Lahaniach, Al Tfil Shal Rosh Yisei HaMitzvah Tfilin, now it's Geshmak, now it's smooth, it's not, according to Bnei Tam, it's not an Ukimta, it only applies in one scenario of Sach, or maybe a case of Sach as well as a case where you only have Shal Rosh alone. No! And Tom says, that's normal. That's the everyday situation is on Shal Yad Zeh Laniach, and you always follow up with an Amitzah Tefillin on the Shal Rosh. That's standard. So it fits beautifully with the language of B'chir Hashem Yochan. They didn't specify this is only in exceptional cases. It fits very well with the parallel Gemara and Brachas Daf Samach, which puts both brachas in the context of Birkas HaShachar. Yes, this is part of the normal routine. Laniach Tefillin L'Shal Yad, Amitzah Tefillin L'Shal Rosh. And it also addresses Nathan's question, that Rav Chisda's language, we'll work our way back now to the very beginning of the Gemara Menachos, Chozer Mevarech. What happens if you're Sach? You go back and repeat the bracha. Because, and here we begin to transition from the Lashon to the substance of the Dinim, what Rabbeinu Tam says is that if you did speak, you have to say not only the Al Mitzvahs, you always say in the Shalrosh, but you also have to say Lahaniach on the Shalrosh. Why are you saying Lahaniach on the Shalrosh? Because you're a mafsik. Meaning, so number one, Chozer Mavarech. You said Lahaniach Tefillin already. If you were Sach, you have to say another Lahaniach Tefillin. Okay. It fits the language well. How about in terms of the substance of the dinim? So Rabbeinu Tam would say, look, you already made Lahaniach Tefillin. And then you were mafsik, so you have to say another Lahaniach Tefillin. Okay, that's what we would expect. You're mafsik, I say no bracha, right? I said a bari priya eitz, I was holding an apple, I said a bari priya eitz, and the apple falls out of my hand, it rolls away, I got a new apple, say new bari priya eitz. Or, I'm holding an apple, I say a bari priya eitz, and then instead of taking a bite, I start schmoozing with my friend for 5 minutes. And then I realize, gevald, I never took a bite of the apple. So what do? Chozer mavarch, make a new bari priya eitz. The first bari priya eitz no longer relates to this apple, it got cut off, it's mufsak, so you gotta say new borei peri ha'etz. Or for that matter, alatilas lulav. I was holding my talis, I say lasatit betzitzis, and then before I start wrapping myself, I start schmoozing with the fellow next to me. I pick up my phone and start reading my text for 2 minutes. Okay? So you already said a bracha lasatit betzitzis, but no longer relates to the act of atif you're about to do because it was a hefzik. So Chozer Mavarech, say the bracha lasatit betzitzis again. So that's what, now the language fits very well. You said laniach tefillin shayad, but then you were mafsik besicha before you put in the shayrosh. So you're going to have to repeat the laniach tefillin. Of course, it solves one question, but it raises another question. Conceptually, we understand well, if you were mafsik, so you have to repeat the same bracha, because you should have been saying, your laniach tefillin should have survived, but you cut it off, so you have to say a new one. But of course, what question does this raise? The new kasha is, 1 second, why am I repeating laniach tefillin? What do you mean, hefsik? I'm saying laniach tefillin, my shalosh. So what emerges from it, Tom, is a remarkable chiddush. The shayad requires one bracha. And that bracha is laniach tefillin. You make laniach tefillin, you put in shayad. How many brachas does the shalrosh require? We only say one bracha, but every single day, as Nathan pointed out, it always really needs two brachas. It's just hidden, because the lahaniach tefillin of the shayad really covers both, as well as adding an amitzas tefillin for the shalrosh alone. But normally the shayad covers both. Rashi also said normally the shayad, the lahaniach covers both. Rashi said, normally Laniach covers both, and that's why you don't make any bracha on the Shalrosh. Rabbi Tam says, normally the bracha of Laniach covers both, plus you also make an Al Mitzvah tefillin on the Shalrosh. Shalrosh requires two brachas, Laniach and Al Mitzvah. How do I know? Because if you were mafsik, so then you have to say Laniach again, as well as Al Mitzvah tefillin. So
if you're only putting on a Shalrosh,
if you're only putting on a shalrosh according to Rabbeinu Tam, you say two brachas. You say laniach tefillin, amatzah tefillin, and putting shalrosh. That is l'chora what should emerge, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's what should emerge according to Rabbeinu Tam. And that is the Ashkenazi psak, because the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramah quotes Rabbeinu Tam. That's how Ashkenazim paskin. And again, on one level, Rabbeinu Tam is easier to understand, fits with the Lashon of the Gemara, and the fact that if you were mafsik, you have to repeat the same bracha. If you should have said laniach tefillin, you're mafsik, say another laniach tefillin, that strikes us that we understand that. But then the question is, what's going on under the hood? Every single day is that the Shalrosh is always calling for two brachas. L'haniach ha-mitzvahs. We just usually don't notice it unless there's a hefsek, or as the Aryas pointed out, unless you only put on a Shalrosh. But it's mamishom shamayim. What on earth does that mean? What on earth does that mean? And right here, take a look. The Bach quotes that question. And he quotes it from a figure who's very familiar to us, but we don't usually associate the following early Achron with a halachic context. Here the Bach in Simon Chafei, Dima Maschul Kvar, Ukvar Shamati Sharav HaGadol, Morena Rav Leib Ben Betzalel Mi Prague, Tama. Who's Rav Leib of Prague? I believe that is the Maharal of Prague. Maharal of Prague, we know of as a great Baal Agada. He was also a great Baal Halacha. The Maharal of Prague was shocked. Where do you find such a thing? Two brachas on one mitzvah? You shake a lulav, you say one bracha. Sometimes it says shehechianu. But shehechianu is not a birkas ha-mitzvah. Shehechianu is a birkas shevach. You only make one birkas ha-mitzvah. Or let's say Chanukah and Purim. I say near Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, so you say three brachos. But only one of them is a birkas ha-mitzvah. Al Mikra Megillah, or Lahadlik near Shal Chanukah. The Sha'asa Nisim, the shehechianu, those are birkas shevach v'hodah. But you're only making one Asher Kiddushanu Sotza V'tzivanu on one mitzvah.
Shriya Salmer.
How do you mean?
It's days and weeks. You say one bracha.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Right, that's a good point. Some Rishonim discuss that. The fact you only make one bracha, does that mean that the counting days and weeks is a single mitzvah? Or no, it's not a raya. You're saying one bracha because it covers both mitzvahs. Right, and here it's reverse. You're doing one mitzvah. It's the opposite of Rashi, right? Rashi and the Rambam said, Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, one bracha covers both. And the Rambam, by the way, I think we may have seen last week, the Rambam is the one who champions the approach that Shal Yad and Shal Rosh are two separate mitzvahs. They're two separate mitzvahs in the Tariag mitzvahs, and that's why you can have one without the other. Shal Yad is Nam Akiv Shal Rosh, Shal Rosh is Nam Akiv Shal Yad, as we saw in the Mishnah of the fourth parak of Menachos, the Rambam quotes. He says they're two separate mitzvahs, but they can still be covered one bracha. Here it's reverse. I mean, the time is exact opposite. Punka paya. It's one mitzvah with two brachas. Hey, Achmatzino.
Hey, you have two brachas. Yeah. But it's two different people making it.
I'm sorry?
By Mila, you have two different brachas, yeah. But it's two different people making it.
Mila is a very good question. I want to come back to Mila soon. Mila is the other example of saying two birkas on mitzvah. Again, leave out the Asher Kiddush, which is a birkas shevach v'hodah, by the two birkas ha-mitzvah, the al hamila and lachnitz b'rishal v'avino. So we'll come back to that soon. So the Bach raises this question, b'shem Rami Prague, and he works on an answer. He works on an answer. A difficult answer. A difficult answer. The Bach gets involved in the question you raised before. Let's say I only have a Sharosh. So should I only make Al Mitzvah's Tefillin? Should I make both? He points out, so there are Rishon who say you only make Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. He thinks the Muki Yosef writes that. Ein b'yado ela Sharosh. You only say Al Mitzvah's. But, he says, the Tosus, he points out, Tosus is clear. Ein b'yado ela Tefillin Sharosh. According to the time, you say both. The Heyach Tiknu. Hey, Echtiknu. It's very, very difficult. So there's a very fascinating Aruch HaShulchan I want to show you. Aruch HaShulchan addresses this question. And Soloveitchik addressed this question. Share the Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll see the Rav gave a bit of a twist. Aruch HaShulchan says like this. He raises another question. He raises another question about the Aruch HaShulchan. He wants to know, what's with the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus L'Olam Vod? Ashkenazi practice is, we say, L'Haniach on the Shal Yad, put on the Shal Yad. We say Al Mitzvahs, and then put on the Shal Rosh. And then once you're sure that the Shal Rosh is properly positioned, you've been kind of mitzvah, you go back, you say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus L'Olam Vod. What's that all about? What's it all about? Well, what are you saying Baruch Shem for? So the standard understanding is is that well, we're worried that maybe maybe I did wrong. Maybe the bracha latol when I said al mitzvah tefillin. So you take a look at the Darkei Moshe and Os Hey on the tour. Min hagenu levarach shtei brachos. Our practice is to say two brachos. Kaskamos haran varash haran. The Mar Rutenberg, the Rush, the Ran, their Basroi, like many Gaonim, that you say two brachos. But Tov, Lomar Baruch Shem Kol Chuzon Vod, like Maria Ibn Habib. What's that all about? So it sounds like, well, yeah, if I say Bracha Vatola, I say Baruch Shem Kol Chuzon Vod. You say Bracha, but don't do it Lechatchila. So he says, no, it's not. You're not maybe the Bracha Vatola. Because nearest Shahalacha Levaruch Shtei Brachos. Basically, we hold like Rabbeinu Tam against Rashi. You really should say two brachos. We say, Baruch Shem, L'Ravcha D'Milsa. To give yourself extra space. To cover your bases. That's a simple reading of the Ramah. Now, what it sounds like the simple understanding is that basically, if it was a real suffix, whether you should say Mitzvah Tefillah or not, if we're really Masubach or the person like Rashi or the Rabbeinu Tam, then we'd say Suffolk Brachas Ahakel, don't say the second Bracha. But that's not the way. That's not the case. Ashkenazim basically hold like Rabbeinu Tam. So that's what we're going to say two Brachas. So we say two Brachas because we're convinced to make a thing of Rabbeinu Tam. But, Mios Toval Tikri Ra, why not say a Baruch Shem? L'Ravcha D'Milsa. Rashi holds, I just said a Bracha Vatala. We don't hold like Rashi. But why not cover your bases? Say Baruch Shem Kol Chuzon Vod. So that appears to be the approach to the Rama. Aruch HaShulchan is not so happy with that. Again, Mimonoshach. If you're so convinced of Rabbeinu Tam that you're willing to say the bracha, so then why are you saying Baruch Shem Kol Chuzon Vod for? So Aruch HaShulchan thinks that there's more to it. He says, And he believes that he has an answer to both questions. Both the question of why you're saying Baruch Shem, and that's a clue to understand why you're saying the Al Mitzvah Tefillin. He says, it takes us back to the very first Baruch Shem. There are two sources for Baruch Shem. One is that Chazal speak about Moshe Rabbeinu picking this Shavach up from the Malachim. But then there's a Gemara in Psachim that takes us back centuries before Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in Psachim describes, the Gemara speaks about the discontinuity in the Psukim in Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu gathers his sons and he gives them the brachos. The problem is he didn't gather his sons to give them brachos. The Psukim say, he also agid lechem. He says, I want you to all gather. I want to tell you what's going to happen by Acharis Yamim. Let me tell you about Yemos HaMashiach. And he never tells me Yemos HaMashiach. So the Gemara Psachim says, well, what happened? He says, I'm going to tell you about Yemos HaMashiach. I'll tell you when Mashiach is coming. I'll tell you when the Ketz is. And then instead he gives them brachas. Plan B. And so the Gemara says, that's right. Nistalkim Eruch HaKodesh. His sons begin to gather around him. And suddenly he loses, he had that nevuah that he was prepared to share with them about Acharis HaYamim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu snatches it away from him. So Yaakov thinks, now the real reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu snatched it away is that Roshom did not want Klal Yisrael to know how long it was till the Ketz, as we now know that it's been many thousands of years. But Yaakov Avinu thought that there must be a psul, must be that one of my sons isn't right, maybe one of my sons is no longer a ma'amin, and that's why I'm not authorized to share the Nevu with them. And this was terrifying for him. Now, this is beyond the scope of the Shir right now, but the Sefer HaKuzari speaks at length about the notion that Yaakov is really a pivotal figure in world spiritual history. He was the first who was going to pass on the school of Elokis, a divine spark, to all of his children, unlike all of his predecessors who passed it on just to one or to a grandchild. And it goes down the line, Adam and Shais, Chanoch and Noach and so forth. Avram only to Yitzhak, Yitzhak only to Yaakov. Yaakov is that pivotal figure, the last of the others who's going to pass it on to his entire family, Mitaso Shalema. And the Sefer Kuzri points out that was a necessary prerequisite for building a nation devoted to Ribbono Shel Olam. To have an Am Hashem, he has to be that the school of kids goes to the entire family. And Yaakov understood that this was part of his unique role. And we see throughout his life, he's worried about that. What's going to be with Yosef? What's going to be with Shimon? What's going to be with Binyamin? Both as a father and as an av, as one of the avos. So at the very end, he says, Gevalt, maybe one of you is puzzle. Maybe ain't me tasi shlema. And they say, no, Abba, Shema Yisrael, listen, Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, we all believe in Baruch Shalom. That public declaration, that public Habos HaMach Shemaim, by literally all of B'nai Yisrael, elicits a response from Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara Pesachim says, Baruch Shem Kevo Machuso, Leolam Voed. That was his hodah to Ribon Shalom, that there is emuna and hashras hashchina throughout the Jewish people. At that point were his 12 sons. Says Aruch HaShulchan Gevaldik. He says, He says, you know what? It's not just the Baruch Shem, which is an expression of hoda'a on the hashras hashchina, bespoken by tefillin. It's the second bracha itself. Take a look at his language in Sif Yud. He says he doesn't understand Be'atam, why he's saying two brachas in the Shalrosh. Kvar Nisar B'zemar Al Miprag Ev Yohabach. He writes, V'nir Ali, he says, Aruch HaShulchan, but I think, L'haniach Hi Birkas HaMitzvah. The first one is Birkas HaMitzvah. But HaMitzvah is really a Birkas Toda. It's a Birkas Hoda'ah. It's not really a Birkas HaMitzvah. Shezikanu Hashem la'asos os beino uveinenu. It's a hodah to Ribbono Shalom that gratitude on this opportunity. V'zeh shayich l'sharosh k'mo shedorshu v'ro k'amei arz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha yoru imeka elu tefillin shabrosh. The Gemara seems to indicate on Menachos Lamed Hem Beis and elsewhere that the tefillin shabrosh in particular express the ashras hashin, the connection between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, see, he says the second bracha isn't the Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a Birkas Shach V'Hodah. And in case you're wondering, well, but aren't there, it's Asher Kedishon Sosa V'Tzivano, right? It's true that there are many the different categories of brachas, but usually the telltale sign of a Birkas HaMitzvah is that language, Asher Kedishon Sosa V'Tzivano. What do you mean you have a Birkas Shach V'Hodah that starts that way? So the truth is, you find this elsewhere as well. I'll give you two quick examples. One is Birkas HaTorah. You say, Asher Kedishon Sosa V'Tzivanu Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. A number of months ago in the Chabur, we were focused on the Sugya Birkas HaTorah. We saw the Reb Chaim, Rishkov quotes from his father, Reb Chaim, who believed that it's a Machlokas Rishonim and Achronim, Rambam versus Ramban, Shulchan Aruch versus Vilna Gaon. What's the nature of Birkas HaTorah? Is it a Birkas Shavach V'Hodah, or is it a Birkas HaMitzvah? Even though the language is a Asher Kedishon Sosa V'Tzivanu. But maybe it's not really a bracha on the mitzvah. It's a thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the, it's a like a Birkas Hariyah. Not that you saw physical grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that you saw the Alps or you heard the thunder, but you're witnessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spiritual majesty and the gift of Torah, the opportunity to rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or, so one example, again, of a Asher Kedishon Sosa V'Tzivanu, but it might actually be a not a Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaTorah. Another example is the Birkas Erusin. The Birkas Erusin. The Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah to get married, and there's a bracha that you say. Asher Kishon Sosav Tzivano Aharayos, etc., etc. Right? So that's what Rambam writes. Rambam says, Likuchin Elo Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torah, gay marriage itself, apart from Peruvu, marriage is in of itself a mitzvah Saseh, not just a wise idea, but a mitzvah Saseh, and you make a bracha. Asher Kishon Sosav Tzivano, etc., etc. That's the Birkas Erusin that the Masarik Kiddushin says under the chuppah. According to Rambam, he's bimotzi, the chassan, and maybe the kala. They're about to do the mitzvah, getting married, so they have to say a bracha. The rabbi says it for them, and they're yotze. The Rosh points out, Rosh doesn't think that marriage is a mitzvah. Marriage is highly advised, but not in and of itself a mitzvah. It's a hechsher to many other mitzvahs. The Rosh doesn't think the marriage itself is a mitzvah. And moreover, it's not a sher kishon sotzev itzron lekadosh es ha'isha. It's asar lanos harayos, hitter lanos hanasuos lanu, a different type of bracha. So the Rosh isn't, it's not a birkas mitzvah at all. It's true, it starts a sher kishon sotzev itzron, but it's a birkas shavach v'hoda. It's a bracha, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the glory of the institution of Jewish marriage. We can take a part of life that we share with all of humanity, part of life that we share, that humanity shares the entire animal kingdom, procreation, and we can, it can become a vehicle for happy, healthy holiness. It can become a vehicle for extraordinary Kedusha. Become a vehicle to become shut from the Ribbono Shelam, Gimel Shut from Adam. So that's something that calls for our Birkas Shavach V'Hoda, not the physical grandeur of the Grand Canyon, but the spiritual grandeur of marriage. So here you have it. Two brachas, both beginning.
More difficult part.
I'm sorry?
The more difficult part is the Al Mitzvahs, though, not the Ashkenazi
Shanu Mitzvahs. Ah, okay. So Shim is. So Shim is making a good har. He's saying, Meila, and the bracha. Lasik b'divrei Torah, Asher kishon zotz v'tzvano lasik b'divrei Torah, and the bracha Asher kishon zotz v'tzvano harayos aslanos harusos. Okay, so maybe it does use that language Asher kishon zotzav v'tzvano. He was mekashas with his mitzvahs. Yes, but we're saying shavach about that. We're taken by the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed us, gives the opportunity, this vehicle to bring kedusha into our lives. But you're saying, what are you going to do with? And again, the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that Al Mitzvah's Tefillin fits into the same rubric as Birkas HaTorah according to the Rambam and Birkas Erisin according to the Rosh. It's although it has a language Asher Kishon Sotzev Tzivanu, nevertheless it's still a Birkas Shavach Vahoda, and again the Aruch HaShulchan thought that's why you have two brachas. The first one is the Lahaniach is actually the mitzvah of the Birkas HaMitzvah. Al Mitzvah is a bracha Birkas Shavach Vahoda. But Shimon is pointing out that it's difficult to say that Al Mitzvah's Tefillin is a Birkas Shavach Vahoda. Meaning, let's say, by Birkas Erisin, the language was different. It didn't just name the mitzvah. It started talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu forbade this and permitted that. Lasok B'divrei Torah is also a very rich Bracha V'Harivna. But here, it's very straightforward. And the language is Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. It does sound like a Birkas HaMitzvah. So that might encourage us to take an Aruch HaShulchan, but with a twist. And that twist is the approach of a Soloveitchik. And I would introduce the Rav with the Abu Draham, that last hanging bracha. I already pointed out before, there's the other case where you make two Asher Kishon B'mitzvos of Tzivanos, one mitzvah is Mila. So the Rav, like the Aruch HaShulchan, understood that it's this, the Al Mitzvahs is adding a layer, and a layer that's perhaps primarily relevant to the Al Mitzvah, to the Shal Rosh. But the Rav understood they're both Birkas HaMitzvah. How could that be? How could that be? So I would point you to the following. What do you do? The Beis Yosef here in Reish Samachay addresses this question. Why is it that we have these two brachas of the Mila? The Al HaMila and Lachnitza Brevisur Shal Avraham Avinu. Here, it goes, I goes, my name is Rabbeinu Simcha, lo yadaiti mativ brechas lachnisa, v'chilo sagi b'haisha shluchim v'rach ha'amila. The father made the mole, his shaliach, so he's saying the alamila. If you put up my mezuzahs, so you make the lukbo mezuzah, I don't make any bracha. So how come here, the mole is making alamila, I'm still making a bracha as well, avi ben? Different answers. But he quotes Abu Draham, Rabbi David Abu Draham says, "Bracha zu nitzkan pnei sha'av mitzuva al bino lo mulo vilefdos of alam da Torah lasiyu isha lirmos shemayom ve'elach mutalos olav mitzuzelu." It's, he says, the Mishnah in Kiddushin points out that the father has a whole series of mitzvahs vis-a-vis his son, beginning with Mila, Mila pidyon haben, being mechanechim, learning, setting him up for life in terms of parnasa, and so on and so forth, getting help him to get married, all the mitzvahs that the father has vis-a-vis his son. What the Abu Drama, I believe, is saying is the following. Al-Hamila is a bracha on the mila, mitzvah of mila, in the narrow sense of, there's a maisa mitzvah of mila. L'hachnisa Rav Yisrael Avinu is also a birkas ha-mitzvah, but it's on mila as the beginning of the whole series of mitzvahs that the father has vis-a-vis his son that will stretch over many years. In other words, this is the bracha on chinuch, which the first formal act of chinuch is mila. The first formal act of all the mitzvahs the father has vis-a-vis his son is mila. But that's not the end of it. It's mila and if pidyon if relevant, and years of chinuch in learning and setting up the child for life, lelamda umnos and so forth. And all of that is covered by lachniso bervishos avraham avinu, and the language fits very well. The bracha that's specific to the mitzvah only of mila is ala mila. That's being machnis a child into bris avram. That's all the chinuch that will happen over the next many years, beginning with the mila. So they are both birkas hamitzvah, but on very different levels. One is on this mitzvah per se, and one is that this mitzvah is part of the larger picture, what it entails and what it bespeaks. So the Rav, I don't know if the Rav quoted this Abu Draham, but he has somewhat similar approach to tefillin. Not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the al mitzvah tefillin is not a birkas mitzvah at all. As Shimon pointed out, the language of the bracha does sound like it's really a birkas mitzvah. It is a birkas mitzvah, but the Rav pointed out it's a birkas mitzvah, but it's more broad. L'haniach tefillin is on the ma'aseh mitzvah, a ma'aseh mitzvah shel yad or a ma'aseh mitzvah shel rosh. Right? Either one, according to the Talmud, requires a bracha of l'haniach tefillin. But then you have the al mitzvah tefillin, which again Rashi already pointed out, and here we'll end with what we had started with. Rashi already sensitive to why do you have this different nusach? Right? So Rashi been grappling, Rashi said, well, maybe it's when things are completed. So the Rav pointed out a beautiful Rambam, the very, very end of Hilchos Tefillin. The Rambam has Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah in one section, total of 10 prakim. But Hilchos Tefillin only run for the first 4. Mezuzah Ray begins Parak Hei. The very end of Parak Daled, the Rambam writes, after all the dinim, he talks about Parak Daled HaChafei, the impact of Tefillin. The impact of Tefillin, it's the Kedusha of Tefillin, Kedusha Gedoli. It's an incredible magnitude of Kedusha. And he says it's transformative. Because Masha Tefillin, Rosh HaShadim, Al Zerahu, Anavi Yari, Nimshach, Beschok, Beschi, Sikha, Betela. In Mahara, Bid, Machsha, Azroz. When a person is wearing Tefillin, it has the power to transform him into a person who recognizes the gravitas of life, who recognizes the purposefulness of life. Mifaneli Bo, Divri, Ha'emes, Va'atzedek. He clears his mind to be able to focus on that which is true, and that which is right. And that's why he says, ideally, you'd want to be able to wear tefillin all day. Ideally, you'd want to wear tefillin all day. He goes on to say, halacha chavav, you can wear them very briefly. And it's most significant to wear them for Kriyat Shema, for Shmon Esrei. He highlights Kriyat Shema in particular. But again, however long I wear them, they're transformative. Suddenly you're an anav. You're yare. Again, if I'm wearing tefillin with thought. So the Rav suggested that the al mitzvah's tefillin, along the lines of Aruch HaShulchan, the al mitzvah's tefillin is about the bigger picture. The haniach tefillin is the birkas hamitzvah. The al mitzvah's tefillin is the bigger picture, but it is a birkas hamitzvah. But it's a birkas hamitzvah on the kiyum hamitzvah. L'aniach tefillin is the ma'aseh mitzvah. You put on, you tie on the shayah, you tie on the sharosh, you perform the act of hanachas tefillin. You say l'aniach tefillin. What the shayah, the sharosh, or both. But what the sharosh accomplishes beyond that is that, and the Rav pointed out based on the gemara that the Aruch HaShulchan quoted, that it's a sharosh primarily that carries with not only this is a ma'aseh mitzvah, but that this is transformative. And it's a transformation, it's that injection of Kedusha, which calls for another bracha. A birkas ha-mitzvah on the kiyum ha-mitzvah of transforming myself through tefillin. Or as the Rav put it, becoming a gavra hama'utar b'tefillin. Being a person who's crowned by tefillin, who's defined, redefined by his tefillin. So that's why you have two brachas. Laniach tefillin, which ideally you say on the shal yad and the karv shal rosh as well, and that's on the ma'isa mitzvah. Like the al hamila, I would suggest by analogy, is on the ma'isa mitzvah of mila. Lachnis b'risha ravam vinum, Abu Dram said, is on the mila as the beginning of the raising of this child, or we could say the transforming of this child, being machnasim into bris, which is a long process which begins with the mila, and the al mitzvah tefillin is on the transformation that tefillin can create within us, the kiyum ha-mitzvah of becoming a more upraised person. So that, and now let's wrap it all together. So now we have what began as a technical machlokas over how to translate mevarach achas, mevarach shtayim, right, became from dealing with the language of the Gemara, it came to a machlokas lahalacha lemaase, whether you normally say a bracha on the sharosh or not, and if sach, do you say one bracha sharosh or two brachas sharosh? And what it really uncovered is a lot was really at play in tefillin, and particularly with Yirmeyahu Tam, it speaks to the fact that the tefillin expressed Ashuras Hashchina, and that the tefillin has the koach to transform me. And we ought to bear this in mind, that the tefillin, it may be true of many mitzvahs, but tefillin in particular, that there's much more than just the ma'isa mitzvah. And we would be incredibly remiss if we're not attuned to the substance of tefillin, its capacity to bespeak Ashuras Hashchina, its capacity to pronounce and to manifest our Kabbalah al Malchus Shamayim, and its capacity to transform us into Balei Midos, to transform us into people who have a greater awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that can be reinforced in our minds every time we say that second bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And as the Aruch HaShulchan said, the Baruch Shem Kavam Chutzal Mvod brings to mind the original Kabbalah al Malchus Shamayim of the Bnei Yisrael, and the Hodah that Yaakov Inu offered, and it puts tefillin into appropriately cosmic context. This is some of the halacha and lamdas and hashkafa that flows from this major machlokas, Rashi, Rama, Rezu Ben Tam, major machlokas, Sarim Ashkenazim, whether it is one bracha or two. Everybody say thank you so much.